Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. What will the SNCF unions decide? The last decisions are being discussed between the trade unions for the next strike against the pension reform. The CGT Cheminot and Sudrail are in favor of a mobilization on February 7th and 8th. For February 11th, the unions are giving themselves a little more time to decide. The ready-to-wear brand Kukai announces initiating insolvency proceedings. The brand deplores the economic difficulties of the sector, accentuated by the pandemic. This legal procedure is not an end in itself, reassures the company, which explains that the 121 French shops will remain open and the 320 employees will remain in activity. After 4 weeks of decline, the flu epidemic is once again on the rise. According to Santé Publique France, consultations for flu-like illnesses increased again last week. This increase is mainly observed in three regions, Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes, Centre-Val de Loire, and Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur. In total, 10 regions out of 13 are still in an epidemic phase. And 3,260 people have died on the roads last year in France, a stable number compared to 2019, which is the last reference year before the pandemic. On the other hand, road safety records a concerning increase in the mortality of cyclists, with 244 killed, which represents a 30% increase. Russia considers absurd the words of Emmanuel Macron on the delivery of weapons to Kiev. According to the spokesperson for Russian diplomacy, the French head of state cannot really believe that the delivery of heavy weapons will not lead to an escalation. "I can't believe this is adult logic," said Maria Zakharova. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.